On the phone today with me is Chris Wall of Wall to Wall. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you.
To start off, maybe we could just, if you could introduce yourself and tell me just a little bit about the work that you do at Wall to Wall.
Sounds good. So, my name's Chris, and I own Wall to Wall. It's a recycle center for reusable construction material and a secondhand hardware store. And so far, science, but I've saved probably about 10 tons out of the landfill since I've been opened.
Wow. So can you tell me a little bit about the history of Wall to Wall? You've been open for a couple of years now, I think?
Just over a year. So I opened in December of 2019.
Okay.
So I used to work at the Habitat Restore for like 8 years. So and it was my favorite job, and I was very passionate about it. So I finally came up with an idea of it being a recycle center so I could help the community save a lot out of the landfill.
Mm-hmm. And is the Habitat for Humanity Restore still open in Prince George?
No, they closed, I think, 2013 or 2014. And I had a lot of customers saying, you need to open up your own store. So I finally did.
Hmm. And why did the store shut down if there was that community demand for it?
Because it was a nonprofit and you have to have an affiliate to have a restore. And we didn't have enough volunteers. It was really hard to get volunteers and keep up with the changes of head office and things like that.
I see. So I'm interested to know, because it's been in the news lately that the cost of building materials has kind of skyrocketed since COVID-19 began. How has that impacted your business?
Well, I'm starting to get the customers, let's just say that. Since I've opened, I've even noticed over 75% hike in prices since I started opening. Since I'm an affordable place to buy construction material, it saves people a lot of money, and it's been helping me. But last year I found that it was people cleaning out their sheds and their basements and things like that. So this year might be a lot of construction. I've heard through the grapevine, so yeah.
Yeah, interesting. So everyone's kind of getting to those corners of their house that they haven't had time to explore in a while.
Exactly. And a lot of people don't know I'm here yet. I'm in a kind of hidden spot.
Yeah, where are you located?
So behind, or off First, in the Caribou Industrial Estates. Hmm. So it's right across from the Humane Society.
Hmm. So still pretty central to downtown Prince George there.
It is. It's right by, pretty close to the Nechaco Bottle Depot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I'm wondering, you mentioned that, there's quite a bit of supply coming in as people clean out their garages and their sheds and that kind of thing. And is the demand meeting that? Are you finding you have a surplus of building materials right now, or are they coming, going out the door as fast as they're coming in?
They're going out as fast as they come in, because the people who have found me, I'm a treasure. Facebook helps me a lot, actually. If it wasn't for Facebook, I probably wouldn't have survived this first year of the pandemic. Because I just opened a couple months before the pandemic actually hit.
Yeah, yeah. And have you been impacted by any of the restrictions, the COVID-19 restrictions?
I'm two essential services. I'm a hardware store and I'm a recycle center. So as long as the landfill is opened.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I just have, like, you drop them off, I go outside, I bring it in. We don't do any contact.
Right. It's pretty COVID safe that way. Yeah. So what are some of the other benefits of using salvaged material beyond cost?
Upcycling is pretty fun. I have a lot of crafters coming in, so there's a lot of garden art. Saving the environment really helps. That's like one of the best things about it. I'm able to help the community with the service by saving the money and the environment. So.
And do you find that most of your customers, most of the people who come in the door, are professionals or amateurs or a mix of both?
Mix of both. I have contractors who come in, and then I have that homeowner that's just learning how to renovate, or something's broken their house and they're a homeowner and they're not quite sure. So I try to give them as much information as I can, or send them where they can get the information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is there kind of a formal education component to your business, or is it just kind of like you help people however you can with whatever they're working on?
Like I said, I worked for the Habitat Restore for 8 years, so I learned a lot then because it's pretty close to what, same kind of idea, like I said, except for being a recycle center. Mm-hmm. So I have a vast knowledge of a little bit of everything.
And how about your staff? Does your team kind of have that background as well?
I'm a one-woman show.
Oh, interesting. Wow, that must be a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it's totally worth it.
Yeah.
I have some people, like family members, that can volunteer once in a while when I absolutely need them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something. That's good.
Yeah.
So what are you hoping for in the coming years? Are you planning to expand, or?
Definitely.
Oh, good. What ways are you thinking of expanding?
I'm in a very small space. I do not have enough space. I already know this. Mm-hmm. But this time I'm not a nonprofit. I'm a sole proprietor. So it'll come.
Yeah, I do
definitely
have...
expand. Pardon me?
Sorry, go ahead.
And double the tonnage out of the landfill would be really cool too.
So this is a little bit off topic maybe, but I'm interested to know, have you been following the proposal for the kind of trash to biofuel proposed plant that's at City Hall right now?
I'm not following it. I've heard of it. I've already, like, yes, it's definitely come to my attention, but I haven't dug into it yet.
Yeah.
This is the first time in a year I've seen the floor of my store, because not only am I getting people, homeowners and contractors, I'm getting businesses cleaning out too, right?
Yeah. So,
like Northern Hardware, I emptied the Northern Hardware, whatever, they would have threw out pretty well clean here.
Oh, wow.
So, and last one is McGinnis, and they just gave me recycled a whole bunch of pot lights and things like that. So you never know what you'll find here.
Yeah. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today. What else should people know about your business, and where can they find you online and that kind of thing?
I'm on Facebook, wall to wall. Also, I have weird store hours. So I'm open Thursday through Monday, and I'm closed Tuesday, Wednesdays. So I'm open Saturday, Sundays, and closed Tuesday, Wednesdays.
And what hours of the day, like 9 to 5 kind of hours?
The weekdays are 10 to 6 and Saturday, Sunday, 12 to 5.
Great. That's good to know. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today. And best of luck with all the expansion plans.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to get out there.
Yeah.